Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Nicole Pellegrino, and today I am very excited because we have a crowd favorite on, a personal favorite. You guys have all been missing her, as have I. So we said, Jordana, you got to come back on. Jordana Abraham. Well, I mean, oh, sorry, not Abraham. You changed.
I'm kind of still Abraham. I'm not really sure. I'm anything. I thought I have an identity crisis. I'm going by all of it. You can call me Jordana Abraham, Jordana Abraham Marinelli, Jordana Marinelli, just Jordana, you know, whatever.
Perfect. But you did actually hyphenate, right?
I did on Instagram, which I guess is, I feel like Instagram is more official than any paperwork because really people is. Just assume that. But I don't know. I keep going back and forth, like, you know.
You know what? You know what? The legal, the back end is a bitch and a half. So don't even, I never did, still probably won't. So just Instagram is the new legal.
So yeah, basically. Well, I'm so happy to be back here with you. You have been killing it as the solo bride's host, and I'm so proud of you. You've really like come into your podcasting own. I love the episodes. I love the guests. And I'm excited to be back just for the day.
Well, first of all, thank you. As always, you're too kind. And second of all, I'd be nothing without the audience, okay?
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say without me.
I could tell when I was saying it, you were getting like, and in my head, like,
I was about to be all humble, like, oh my God. And you're like, oh, the audience is really who we owe it all to.
No, but honestly, without learning from the podcasting best, you with you up, and I think, who knows, maybe you're launching exciting things in the future.
Who knows? Stay tuned.
Yes. But for today, we really just want to hear about the big trip, the honeymoon. You were sipping tea on mountaintops. And you did a good job of actually enjoying your honeymoon, I feel like, and not just like posting on social the entire time. So I do have a lot of questions, as does our audience. So yeah, first of all, just before we get into like the nitty gritty, was it the best trip ever?
It was incredible. It was definitely like a trip of a lifetime, extremely memorable, very far, I feel like it was really cool to have those 2 weeks with, you know, just the two of us just doing really cool, amazing things every day and seeing a whole different part of the world, different culture. And it definitely, like, you know, it bonds you. I get mm-hmm. that aspect of it. But it's funny, you know, I was talking about this on You Up too, where there's this sense of like, you shouldn't disturb a honeymoon couple. Oh. And on the one hand, it's good because, like, you know, when you're on vacation, no one from work should be like messaging you or anything like that. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like, if you think about it, doesn't really make any sense now for the modern world, because in the modern world, most couples live together and have been with each other for like years and years before they get married. And so this is like just a big, cool trip that they're taking. But like
right.
in the 1950s, when it was like you know what I mean? Or like before that, even where you were like just kind of like just getting to know each other. You've never lived together before. Like yeah. this was your chance to like really get to know the person you just married yeah. and probably have sex for the first time. Also, mm-hmm. So I do think there used to be this whole thing around like, don't disturb the couple on their honeymoon. And now I'm kind of like, yeah, like you can text me, like my friends can text me.
That's so true, because it's literally like historical times that the arranged marriages, like you were just meeting on the wedding day and then following day you'd go on the honeymoon. And that's why we didn't want to disturb the couple. Now it's like, did you feel like 2 weeks was almost too long in a way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, it's funny. Every part of it was incredible. It wasn't like, oh, like, I didn't like this part. It was too long. We could have cut it. It's more like, I think we talked about this with yours, too. It's like, by the end of the trip, you're like, I don't even appreciate this really nice dinner that we're having. Right. Because we just had 10 nice dinners right before this. And, like, every meal is so great that you're kind of almost like, it'd be great to just like have like a piece of like fish and some vegetables and like a meal that I make for myself and then like go back to this the next day. But you can't obviously do that. And you feel like you need to take advantage of every right single thing. And even like the alcohol, like towards the end, I'm like, I don't really even like want to drink, but I'm like here. And like, it's also included in like the right price of this thing. So
you're taking for granted the delicious, nice, like fine wine because you're like, well, I've had just it for had the past it couple nights. Yeah,
exactly. But you know what I mean? Like, it's so like, I'm sure you feel this way too, where it's like, if you've been having a really tough, like, or like busy work week, mm-hmm, you go out and have a drink, go to a nice dinner on a Friday, Saturday night, you're like, this feels so good. Like, I'm indulging in
you
this. It feels
that
great.
Yeah.
Right. When you put dinner, but if you do, if you go out to dinner every night of the week, it's just not as exciting. So, right, but that doesn't, I mean, like, that's, again, an incredibly luxury first world issue to have. And I feel very, very grateful to have encountered right it. But I definitely, on the other hand, see what you mean. And I mean, I also talked about this on You Up, where it's like, and you did, you worked with Over the Moon, too, to plan your trip. And so they tell everyone, the yeah, they were incredible. They tell everyone it's your honeymoon. So every, and we've been, we went to like 4 or 5 hotels, every hotel we're at, they like bring you a cake, right? It's yep like, happy honeymoon, congratulations. They put the flowers in the bed. And like, it's so sweet and so nice. But by like the third one, I was like to Mike, like, I was like, oh my God. They're like, the waitstaff is like, we have something for, we have like a surprise for you. And I go, oh my God, Mike, they're going to give us a cake.
Flower
we're
petals.
I can't yeah take it. I can't handle it. Like, we're going to have to like, we're so full too. Right. And then like, they watch you and like, you know, you have, and I'm like, eat it. He's like, no, you eat it. Like, I don't want it. So we're like,
you're like, just eat the fucking cake, Mike.
Yeah. We're like, they're oh like God watching us. Like someone has to eat this cake and like, it's going to be you.
Yeah. I wish we got cake. We didn't get cake. We got like rose petals, which is still, I sound like such a little privileged, like I got amazing rose petals. No, but like
the rose petals to the champagne or like the champagne.
The champagne.
Or, like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Which no is so, again, it's so, so incredible. I don't mean to sound like at
no,
all
totally,
ungrateful.
Totally. No, but I see what you mean. Like, I think the best is when like it's a little different at each one. So it doesn't feel old or redundant, but it's like for ours, it was like they made the napkins into swans on the bed.
Yeah.
For one. Then it was like rose petals. Then it was like a bucket of champagne. So it felt like a nice little treat each time. And it is your honeymoon. So it's like,
yeah,
soak
no,
it all
it's
up
sweet. I'm just like an asshole, but like it is very, very sweet. And you definitely, they want every hotel, the hospitality, all the hotels we stayed at, so incredible. And they want you to feel special and they right want you to like feel like it's a real honeymoon. So,
right. And at that point, you've earned that because after you plan a wedding, you like, I know we're like 2 weeks, got to get back, but you do earn the full 2 weeks because you've planned a whole wedding.
Exactly. And it's no small feat.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, uh-oh, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value. at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So, okay, I need to just hear, like, you do not have to go into as, you can go into as much little detail as you want, but just, like, can you walk us through the itinerary? Because I know there was Maldives, there was Sri Lanka, but, like, I need to hear all of it.
Sure. So, okay, and this is, I'm going to start off with a big tip. So,
love it.
First, our flight was from, had a layover in Qatar and then went straight into Colombo, Sri Lanka. One thing I have to say that I really wanted to do, that I made sure that I did, that I highly recommend if everyone could do, is we did fly business on the way there.
Ugh.
And we didn't pay that much, because, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I would, a tip that I have for the audience is, like, I was stalking this flight for, like, a long time. Mm-hmm. And I knew they flew on American Airlines. And then I saw that, like, they were a certain number of points, right? And then I waited, and then I saw, like, there was a promotion on American Airlines, which is Qatar Airlines, is like they're connected. Mm-hmm. There was a promotion for, like, it was like a 40% discount if you bought points. So basically what I did was we bought, like, it was like 140,000 points to fly business on there, and we bought it at a 40% discount. So it wound up only really costing us like a few hundred extra dollars each to fly business class.
This is blowing my mind. I did not know you could even buy points.
There's like, you can buy points regularly. Like, you can always buy points, but, like, usually they're not that, it's like, doesn't make that much sense. But if you can get them on, like, sale or at a discount. And so, I mean, we also booked this, like, in the pandemic when, like, you know what I mean? Like, the flights were, like, there was a lot of, like, ins and outs about the demand for the flight. So I was really intense about, like, finding a deal. And if you start looking far enough out and you're kind of patient, I do think that that really helps, because we found this deal and we wound up paying, like, I don't know, like, I think it was like a little over 1,000 each for one way, but it was like the regular ticket would have been like 800.
Same. Yeah.
So, and the difference in just, like, starting off that trip was just so incredible. It was like, because you're able to sleep because the seats go down. Like, you're to apply flat bet. So you show up and you're, like, refreshed, and it just really starts off the trip on, like, a really amazing note. We did not fly business back. We flew back economy, and, like, you're kind of already tired, but, like, it's definitely hard to go back, I have to say.
Buzzkill on the way back. You're just like, damn it.
But you're also kind of like, oh, like, I'm just going back to, like, sleep. Like, when you're going there, you want to arrive and be, like, ready to go.
A tip for that is Mike and I had the flight attendants, like, working for us at one point. Like, we would just go up to them and pester them in a nice, kind way and be like, we're honeymooners. If there's an open row, can you please put us in it? Just the two of us. And sure enough, it worked. Like, we had our own open row.
Great.
So that's the hack for the way back.
Oh, that we should have done that. Well, we were like, we said something like that, and they were like, the flight is completely full. Like, and if there was, they didn't say this, but they were like, if there was an upgrade, you wouldn't be getting it. Like, it's like the flight is completely full, and, like, every seat is taken.
Yeah.
So that didn't work on the way back for us. We're also not good at that, which is why I have to find the points deals, because I have no negotiating skills whatsoever.
I'm just annoying. It's not a skill.
No, it is a skill if you're annoying in the right way, and, like, you're, like, annoying in a cute way, probably, to them. Like,
charming.
They're like, oh, it's there. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they call, like, annoying in a cute way is really charming.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say. Yes.
Okay. So you did business class. That's amazing. And I think, like, again, like, your biggest tip for that, just start early. As soon as you know when you're going, start stalking flights.
Yeah. And everyone has a friend who's, like, really good at points. I have one of my friend's husbands is like that. And it's almost like a hobby for them. Like, they get really excited if they can find the points hacks. So I would talk to that person and be like, this is what I'm trying to do. And they will actually, like, give you tips. Or in my case, he kind of, like, did it for me. He's like, this is what you should do. So if you have a friend like that who's very into the points game, we should get someone from the points guy the podcast to like give the listeners some hacks.
Bingo. Writing that down. We love him too.
Yeah, he's great, and like he definitely has like if you know how to work the system, you can get really good flights at like a very reasonable price and deal. And I mean, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so we get to Sri Lanka and we have like a day to kind of like chill and like collect ourselves at this hotel. And then we went to the tea trails, which were, it's like a 5-hour drive. But it was cool because we had to drive by like a guided tour and we would drive through like the cities and you'd learn a lot about the culture and you'd learn a lot about like just the way people live there, which is so different so far around the world.
Also, are you guys big tea fans before this? Were you?
We dabbled in tea. We weren't like so intense about tea, but it was like very cool, almost like as a cultural thing to experience. And it's almost a lot of their culture is like has elements of like British stuff in it because like they were colonized by the British for so long, only up until like 1948. So they have a lot of like remnants from being colonized, which is like a little messed up, but like
I'm a huge tea fan, so when I was seeing that I was like, bitch, because it looked so good. It just like I love tea. I always have it.
Amazing. I'm bringing some into the office next week. We bought some. I'm gonna bring it in. It's really, really good tea. And I mean, if you're a tea enthusiast, you're gonna love it. I was like, I bought it for the office, and then I was like, I've been for some reason procrastinating bringing it in because I'm like, am I gonna seem like such a loser that I brought everyone back like tea? Like everyone's gonna be like, thanks for nothing. I don't know, but it's good to hear that you're into tea because I will make
best
sure
thing you could give me.
You really? Get to try.
Okay, so you did the trails, 5-hour drive, and this is all stuff over the moon booked for you, right?
Yes, over the moon, incredible. I've never had it. We worked with a travel agent before. I'm usually pretty intense about booking my own trips, but for this, because I obviously don't know anything about Sri Lanka, I was like, happy to have her really like take the lead and plan it. And they're so helpful. And honestly, like, it made everything so much more relaxing to not have to worry about, like, did I confirm this thing? Is that thing connected? Like, the company just had everything down from, like, start to finish. And that was really incredible. And I have to say, they really helped, like, right off the bat. So you needed to fill out, like, a health declaration form to get into Sri Lanka.
Make sure you guys look into that for your honeymoons. My sister tried to go to Turks and Caicos and they missed their flight because they got to the airport and they were like, where's your declaration form? Didn't have it, literally had to like get a flight for the next day. But yeah, I mean, that's a thing that people overlook.
100%. So like I had for Sri Lanka, like I had tried to fill out this form online like the night before and it wasn't working. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll just go to the airport and fill it out there. So we go to there. We're like about to check our bags and they're like, you need the form. And I was like, well, we don't have it because the website wasn't working. Well, they're like, we'll do it now. And then the website continuously was not working. And so I emailed the travel agent and I was telling her this thing and she was like, send me a picture of like your passport and your vaccine card. And like, she just did the whole thing for us. And she was like, it was like late at night too. She was like, so easygoing and chill and relaxed about it. And she just made the whole part, like, she was very much like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, she's got so many different, you know what I mean? Like, she's got our back. She's got all the different,
that's amazing,
like, things covered. And it's just nice to know that someone is, making sure your trip is executed smoothly so you can just relax and enjoy it and not have to be like, where's the car? So that was great. The tea trails were awesome. Very remote, very incredible. In Sri Lanka, the service is like incredible. Like, you have the staff to guest ratio is like 5-1. There was like a butler and there's people all around you just making sure everything's great and the food is incredible. And like, you can just tell they like really, really want you to have an amazing time. So we stayed there for I think 3 nights, which was great. Really, I mean, you could see the mountaintop views and like the pools and just everything was like,
go to Jordana's Instagram. We'll share some photos too. It just looked gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, it was incredible. really, really beautiful. And then we drove to Yala National Park for like a couple of days of safari, which was very fun. I'm sure it was very different than the, we were thinking the whole time, like, what would it be like to go to an African safari? Like, how is it different? But that was cool. We saw leopards. We saw elephants. We saw like very cool animals. We did 2 days of that.
Did they tell you that's the big five?
We didn't see lions. Is lions in the big five?
Yeah, but whatever. Oh, leopard, I don't think, is rare.
Leopard's very rare for Africa. Apparently in Sri Lanka, like, they have the most leopard to,
all right,
like, whatever ratio. They have, like, the highest per square foot ratio of, like, leopards or something. I don't know.
Was your safari experience, like planned out, like, meals and stuff? Like, ours was almost like a summer camp. Like, you had lunch at this time, but in the best way possible. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't think the safari experience was as intense in Sri Lanka as it would be in Africa. Like, it was more like there's a morning drive and an evening drive, and you can do whatever you want, like, in between those.
Gotcha.
Basically.
Okay. We had that too, but we still, like, we had to be escorted on the lodge because you couldn't really, like, roam after dark by yourself. I don't know. I'm making it sound very intense.
Okay. No, they did say that too. They were like, don't walk because they're going to be like an elephant or an animal that could, like, attack or something.
Okay. So you got the safari experience. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was just like, I think it was like probably a bigger hotel. Like, there was,
right.
I imagine, again, I can't fully compare them because I haven't been on an African safari, but I imagine it's more like immersive, mm-hmm, in the African experience. But this was still really cool. We really enjoyed it. We got to see some cool stuff, and we had a great massage. And the rooms were very cool because they were almost like these, like, pods. Like, yes, they were, like, tented. It's called Wild Coast Tented Lodge. And, like, each of the room are their own, like, almost cocoon. But they're really, like, beautiful and, like, elegant and, like, elevated.
Like, almost feels like a little villa.
Yeah. They were very cool. And the whole property was really, really beautiful.
Okay.
So we did that, and then that was basically what we did in Sri Lanka. Then we went to the Maldives. We took a flight from Sri Lanka to the Maldives. It was only like an hour and a half away. Okay. And then we took a seaplane from the Maldives airport to our hotel, which is cool because every hotel is like their own island.
Was the seaplane scary?
I don't have fear. Mike and I are pretty good with that. We don't get, like, scared of, I mean, as you could see from our last part of our trip, but, like, I didn't think it was scary, but, like, the guy behind us was definitely, like, freaking out a little bit. So if you're not one who likes that kind of thing, I can see you be, it's definitely a very small plane. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun and, like, cool, but if you're have a fear of flying, it might not be for you, but yeah.
A lot of people go to the Maldives. It's like, you gotta get there somehow.
Well, they have certain hotels where you could take a boat.
Okay. So maybe for the seaplane.
Depends how far they are from
yours. Okay.
Yeah.
I would jump on a seaplane. Fuck it.
It was I like wanted to do the one that you had to take a seaplane to, because I was like, I want to experience. I've never taken a seaplane before, and it was like cool to like be in a plane that lands on water.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed that. And then you actually had to take a boat from the place, because from like their sister resort to the hotel, but it was like 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
The Maldives part definitely felt the most like honeymoony of anything we'd done, because it's super romantic. It's like adults only. The hotel was really cool, really beautiful. Again, great food, great service. And it was like, it was kind of like a beach vacation, but like a little bit more, I would say there's more to do than in our typical vacation. You wouldn't think so because it's own island.
Yeah.
So like our room is over water on like, that was the one thing I wanted to make sure that we did.
The overwater bungalow.
Because the water, you're basically in the ocean. Like these islands are just like a little blip on top of the ocean. So mm-hmm. I kind of really wanted to take advantage of the fact that we were like in this incredible, extremely blue, extremely beautiful.
Totally.
Ocean and be on top, and you could go snorkeling like every day, like we were, and it felt very private and just felt very, very like luxurious.
Did you jump in at night at all?
They were like, don't do that because you could hit the coral.
Okay. I'd be too scared of sea creatures, but the fact that you like could, if you feasibly wanted to, like because you're right over.
Yeah. It sort of changed with like the tide. So sometimes it was like deeper and sometimes you could stand. But it was just really amazing to just be on the water, like in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Just felt like such an incredible experience.
This sounds like you were never bored, really, because you, I mean, you were moving locations, but, and even if, like, some people like to just relax at the beach, but you were like, well, first of all, you were over the water, so you weren't like laying on a towel the whole time on the sand. And then second of all, you, this place had like lessons and things to do.
Yeah. And you could like, I mean, just the like snorkeling and the like, just being in the water, like that water right outside your room was very cool. We did windsurfing. Totally. We did like a dolphin cruise. We ate at this, they had the largest underwater restaurant in the world, which was cool. Because you got to like see all the fish while you were like eating, and the food was just really, really good. And that was like 5 days of just like real, you really got to relax and, you know, you have to do like a spa thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's your honeymoon.
Every honeymoon, I said this, I think, on my episode, every honeymoon should have a spa experience of some sort.
It makes it feel like a honeymoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like intimate, but also makes it feel like a honeymoon. Like you're not really, unless you are that couple who's getting like spa treatments together all the time. Like, you know, if I just go get like a facial or a massage, it's usually alone. But like a couple's thing is just fun for the honeymoon.
Yeah, so. Totally. So we did that. That was 5 days. And then basically this was, so that was all we'd done with the travel agent. And then we had, we booked our flight back, but there was a, I was looking at flights and there was like a layover in Dubai. And I was like to Mike, like, you've always wanted to see Dubai. Like, I kind of want to go to Dubai. Like, let's book and let's like, just because our flight, we were coming back on a Friday. So we were like, let's stay like the day. And so we did like 36 hours in Dubai on our way back.
Amazing.
And Mike has always has really wanted to go skydiving. And I've always wanted to go skydiving. It's like on my bucket list. So.
Well, you did it.
I got convinced to go skydiving in Dubai, which I was so anxious and nervous about, but was really, really, really cool. And I'm so glad I did it. And I'm so glad it's over.
Like, I want to know, what were you doing? Like, what was your thought while you were up in the plane about to jump out? Because I've never been skydiving. I know it's like kind of a common thing, but I just get so fascinated when people have done it, especially like in Dubai. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's, Mike had gone once before, but apparently Dubai is like one of the best places to do it because you get like the water view and the city view right next to each other. I have to say, okay, so the scariest part is when you're in the plane and you're about to jump out and you're looking out and you're like, the door is open and you see everything below you. And I remember I was like looking at Mike and I was like, why are we doing this? This is so stupid. Like, this doesn't make, like, we don't have to do this. Like, this is so, like, why? Right. Why? There's no reason for us to be doing this. And I was like physically shaking. And that's the scariest part, because once you jump, it's like very fun.
That's what everyone says. I feel like I'd still be very scared as I'm jumping.
No, once you're, because also like they send you down with like a videographer and there's another and they're like smiling and happy and like they do it like 10 times a day. And to me, I get more scared when I'm in control. Like I get much more scared. I don't know if you ski, but like when I'm about to go down like a scary like black diamond, I'm like, if I ski into a tree, like this is on me, like I'm in control. But it's like there's someone, you literally don't have to do anything. You really don't even have to jump because they're behind you and they just kind of like jump for you.
Right.
You just have to like lower
your
head.
There's no way you can fuck it up. Like, there's a very, very, very small, slim, close to nothing chance that they would fuck it up. So you're pretty good to go.
Exactly. Because they do it like 70 times a week. So I felt, I mean, obviously there's always a chance. That's kind of what makes it scary. Right. But I felt at ease about that. And it was just like I've always wanted to do it. And none of my friends have ever wanted to go with me. So was really cool. And that was that's like a fun thing to do as a couple too, if you're both into it, because you know, your adrenaline is like rushing. You're like adrenaline rush. It's like kind of hot. Like it's like,
yeah, I was going to say I'd be turned on from that. Like Mike like will not go. And I'm like, God damn it. Let's go. Like, I want to go. I'll convince him.
Well, it was also the kind of thing where I was like, okay, like if we're going to have kids, we're not going to like be casually skydiving when there's like people who depend on us.
Do it now.
And like actual children. So we were like, this is like our chance. And then no more chances.
And it's one of those things on the honeymoon that that's a story that you tell your future generations of kids and grandchildren. You need to do some little honeymoon things like that, that you can be like, yeah, me and your dad on the honeymoon skydived in Dubai. I don't know.
It felt cool to be like, I did something that I was really terrified about and I did it anyway. And that's kind of like almost part of the thrill is like, I did something that was really scary and I was scared and then I did it anyway.
Self-confidence. I love it. Totally. I'm here for it. Okay. This trip sounds amazing. What was your favorite part of the whole thing?
It's fun. It's so hard to say because every part of the trip was so different from the other parts. Like Sri Lanka was amazing in terms of like getting to see the culture and like we loved trying the food. The food was so amazing and like just so different from what you see, what it feels like to be here in New York. And then Maldives was extremely relaxing and like really beautiful. Just like the everywhere you look, like this incredible water and these incredible views and dolphins. It just feels like amazing. And then Dubai was like the skydiving was very cool. We had dinner in the Burj Khalifa, which if you're going to Dubai on a honeymoon, this is another tip. It costs like $45 to go to the top of the Burj Khalifa. But if you make a dinner reservation at the restaurant inside of it, it's called Atmosphere. You have to, there's like a minimum for dinner, but then you don't have to wait on any of the lines and you have dinner inside of it and there's no crowds. I think it's like definitely the way to go. It's like a little bit more expensive, obviously, than just a ticket to the top, but you're on the 125th floor. And I thought it was like a way better experience than like just going up with huge crowds and you get dinner and you get to have dinner in the tallest building in the world. So,
so cool. Oh, it's the tallest in the world?
In the world, so yeah.
Cool. All right, that's it. I need to get out. Get to Dubai. Okay, so cool. So what was your favorite? You don't know?
I don't know. It was all so different. I mean, the skydiving is definitely extremely memorable, but all of it, we needed it all to like...
It all complemented each other. Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Apparently on Emirates, which we flew back on Emirates, they needed a PCR test to get back into the United States, while most airlines only need a rapid. So that kind of threw us for a loop because we had to like get a last minute PCR. So I would just triple check all of that stuff, no matter where you're going.
Another reason, sorry, I swear Over the Moon is not paying us, but another reason why like having them for this just helped ensure everything runs smoothly because they kind of knew those things, at least for us. And I don't know. And like even the hotels that they put us at, like did you find your PCR through your hotel?
Yes. They arranged the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, again, it takes all the stress out of the planning process. And even while you're there, like the executing process,
right?
So that you can really enjoy the trip. And I mean, as far as I know, you don't have to pay to use the service. They get commissions from like the places that they book you at.
Yeah. Like they work with certain hotels and stuff. Was there a part of the trip that you would have done differently? Like for us, it was like we would have gone to Hermanus first before the safari, just because that made more sense. We found out, like, was there anything like that or anything big or small that you would have changed?
I don't know. I really thought about the order very intensely because I wanted to do like the adventure stuff and then the relaxation. I might have gone, if I could have done anything differently, I might have gone a month earlier than I did. We went 4 months after our wedding, and I think 3 would have been more of the sweet spot, to be honest.
Are you glad you didn't go right after the wedding?
Yeah, because I think it was nice to have something to look forward to. And again, if we're thinking about like incredible things and spacing them out, which is what we just talked about with like the dinners, like, you know what I mean? Your whole wedding is like an incredible thing. And especially for us, because we had a destination wedding where we got married in the Caribbean, like to do that. And then this right after would have just been, I don't think I would have appreciated it as much if we did it right after. But I do think 4 months was a little long. I would have stuck to like 3. So it would have felt a little bit closer to the wedding. And also I think February is just like a colder, shittier time in New York to get out of it.
Yeah.
For
no, but that's a good point. You still want it to feel like the honeymoon and not like a random like trip. Not that this at all it constitutes as a random trip, but yeah, you still want it to feel as part.
There's a little more excitement, I think, for the two of you, the closer you do it. But I think what you did was probably almost ideal, where you did it like a month out. Yeah. I would say 1 to 3 months is like, is the sweet spot.
It's nice because then you have a minute to recover financially after the wedding, like maybe save and plan a couple last minute things for the honeymoon. And then you have, like, mentally, you just have a minute to, like, you can go back to work, like, make sure work's all good for you. Because chances are, especially with the destination wedding, like, even if it's not a destination wedding, you're taking off a couple days around your actual wedding. So for people that, like, do that little, if quote unquote, vacation and then go straight into a 2 week honeymoon, I feel like work would like forget who I am, literally. Like,
but yeah, I think a month or so, I'm thinking like a month or two months is like the move. Also, and I mean, like, I don't know if this is like technically appropriate to say, but like, you work so hard for your wedding body and it would be nice to use it for the honeymoon.
No, that's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Overall, just like the wedding glow up. That's a good point. Like, you're right. Like, while I was like,
my extensions were out by the time I went on the honeymoon. I felt like, I mean, that's like a silly reason. It's a silly reason if you like look at it objectively. But I just remember being like, I kind of wish I did it a little closer to like when I was like all glowed up for this thing, because I could have brought that energy, that like super confident energy of like my extensions and my skincare and like all of that into the honeymoon. And I did felt was like a little lacking.
Listen, I love that you said that, because it's honest and it's such a good point. It's truly like, you know, we talk all about pre-wedding skincare, like hair, and like, yes, while, you know, you can make those stuffs matter to you as much or as little as you want, and it's not everything, trust me. The whole wedding, like the crux of the wedding is, of course, that you're marrying the love of your life. But like, yeah, you are on your wedding glow up. Why not like...
It feels really good to go into that trip, I think. And again, not that I went through, like, went into it like not confident at all or like feeling bad about myself, but I think it really helps like the attitude and the mindset of the trip to go in being like, I'm like really feeling myself. Like, do you know what I mean?
And you're kind of still like romantic from the wedding. I feel
it's like sexy. It's like supposed to be a sexy trip. There's a little more pressure on it, you know?
Yeah, that's why it's like, don't do it too far, because you still want to be in that newlywed stage, if you will, like while you're going on this trip. That said, tough question. Did you and Mike fight at all, like when things got stressful traveling to location or anything like that?
I really don't think it was stressful. So like, again, thanks to Over the Moon for helping us avoid those fights. But I did get into a small tiff. I wouldn't even call it a fight with him about...
Yeah, fight's extreme. Sort
of, and I talked about this on You Up also, or sort of in relation to that feeling of confidence, where like we got there and I was feeling kind of gross, just like myself, like having like eaten all this, like, you know, you're like a plain food and you're out of your routine and you're just not feeling like the hottest version of yourself. And he like took these pictures of me that I just like didn't like. And I think I was like starting to take it out on him that I was feeling very like, I was just feeling like insecure. Like I didn't feel as good. And again, this is mostly mental. I think I look probably look like very similar to the outside eye, but I think I was just feeling like not, I wasn't into myself, and I was almost like about to start a fight with him, and then I caught myself and I like asked myself why I was reacting like this, and I was realizing it was much more about me and it had nothing to do with him, but I was kind of like trying to take it out on him. So I reeled it in, and he actually, I mentioned this fight, like this was at the beginning, and I mentioned this thing to him at the end, and he like didn't even remember it. So I don't even think that he like registered that I was about to start something with him.
That's
like, it was a fight in my own, I know, it was like a fight in my own head that he did not care about.
That's so smart that you had that awareness to do, though, because had you started the fight, like whatever, or the fight, we keep saying fight's so extreme. Had you started the tiff or disagreement, you... Like, whatever, it would have been fine. You would have gotten over it eventually. But that's not something that, like your wedding day, you don't want to look back on your honeymoon and kind of be like, oh, we fought.
We were fighting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is also, again, it was related to like the kind of sluggish feeling, and also just like your sleep is all out of whack because you're on several different time zones. Mm. And I think your sleep really affects your mood, which is another reason I think if you can swing it on a point steal to get like a business class situation, I actually do think it makes a difference, because the more you can sleep and sort of feel like adjusted, the better, the overall better the experience is going to be.
Totally. I think that's a really good tip. And also, like, don't be afraid to take, like, yes, you want to use the most out of each and every day and plan a jam-packed itinerary, but you know yourselves. So it's like, if you need that buffer day to just like kind of settle in and get settled, like you're on a different time. So do that. Like, I recommend planning a buffer day when you first get there.
Yes.
Unless you're like superhumans and can just fucking keep going.
100%.
Okay, we had so many questions, but I guess just like last couple ones from our audience. Is there anything that you packed that you were like, hell yes, I'm so glad I packed this?
Sunscreen.
Okay. Very safe.
A lot of sunscreen, like extra sunscreen. Oh, bug spray for Sri Lanka. Even though they gave us a lot in the hotels, there's definitely like a little buggy, and that can really ruin your experience if you're not prepared. Cause if you're all like bitten up, that kind of like affects your whole, day. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, even we talked about this for yours, where it's like, you want like a little, like,
well, that's the thing. Everyone was like, bring bug spray for South Africa. You'll need it so badly. And I swear I did not get bit once. And when we were there, like the hotels that we stayed at all kind of had everything. Or
yeah,
there was a store nearby in Cape Town where we could quickly run. Like when I got sick, who knows why. So it was like everything we needed was there.
I guess,
but
like,
still be prepared.
And I wish I brought like an extra adapter. Like we brought like one or two too few, and then we were like sharing them, which was kind of annoying. So I would just say stock up on, I'm sure you guys also all have friends who can just lend you one for your trip. Like the universal adapter is
that's
helpful,
actually a good little, a little gift for somebody who's,
oh yeah, that's so
like,
cute.
You know, like a little adapter.
Oh, I would also say to consolidate like luggage if you can, like, you know, everyone, you want to pack a million things, and I get that. But also, like, if you could, even let's say even if you have a big bag and then a carry on, to make sure the destination, like to make sure that the destination that you're going to, like all the stuff is in your carry on. So you're not dealing with, like, especially if you're going to many different hotels, it's just nice to have everything you need for one leg of the trip in one bag. So you're not opening like 15 different bags.
Oh, smart. Yes, smart. I didn't think about that, because that is one thing when you're jumping around a lot. I remember like Mike and I were like, okay, let's put aside time because we have to pack up our stuff because that's going to take a minute because we kept on packing.
Yeah, I think anything you can do to like cut that down is helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this episode was filled with literally so many helpful hacks, tips, tricks. We all want to book this trip now. With all of your tips, is there any last big advice that you'd say to couples who want to be enjoying their honeymoon?
I feel like we gave a lot of those tips along the way. One thing I'm also really quick that we didn't cover that I think was helpful was I did leave my engagement ring at home. I think I saw a lot of some questions about that. And I just felt like relaxed knowing that was one less thing I had to worry about. Was it getting dirty? Was it going to get stolen potentially? Like it was, I brought my wedding ring, not my engagement ring. So like the wedding ring is like, everyone knows you're married, you're on your honeymoon, but I felt good knowing my ring was safe at home and I didn't have to worry about her. It's like leaving
your
child at home.
Thought on people, because people say, oh, just like buy one from Amazon and wear it. But that, what's your thought on that? Because I feel like that defeats the purpose. Because the whole, like, I don't know, some people say you don't want to wear a big engagement ring because you don't want to attract unwanted attention on the streets of wherever you are. Like, but then it's like, if it's a fake diamond that looks like a real one, then aren't you still attracted?
Yeah. To me, I was just like, why not just wear your wedding band?
Yeah. Simple.
Because like my wedding band isn't like anything crazy, right. And so I'm kind of like, it reminds me why I'm here because I'm married, and so I have something there, but it's also like not as expensive as my engagement ring, and I can feel like a little less anxious about where it is at all times.
Totally. And you just keep it on the whole time, you don't have to take it off and on. Yeah,
exactly.
Wedding band all the way. That's exactly what I did. And it made sense. Did I miss my ring? Yes.
A little bit. Yeah. But especially when you're at like a nice dinner or something, you're like, I miss. But also, like, weren't there a lot of times when you were like, oh, I don't even have to think about where it is or what I'm doing with it, or like,
yeah. And when I travel, I don't love taking off and on jewelry. So like, I just kept that my little wedding band on the whole time, was able to especially shark dive, like, with it, all that stuff.
Totally. And then I'm also like, oh, I'm constantly applying like suntan lotion. I don't want to get this all over the ring and then be like taking it off and on. It's just like, it's actually kind of annoying. So I was happy that I could just like apply my things and not have to worry about where the ring was.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jordana. We honestly need to have you back on to help answer emails, because the whole audience, including me, misses you and your advice and your tips and just your overall mentality. So thank you,
Nicole. It's been so great to be back. You're killing it. I'm so proud of you and this community that you are helping every single day. And hopefully I will be back soon.
Thank you. And everybody knows where to find you, basically. But for the new 2022 listeners that just started listening, welcome. Where can we find Jordana and all of the things you do?
You can find me at Jordana Abraham on Instagram. You can find me on the You Up podcast or at the At Betches podcast. And there might be another one coming to you soon. Woo. So you guys will see. All right.
Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.